Anyway, one way or the other, for me the Town Hall will always be a pretty impressive building. There was a mention of a tower on a bridge here as far back as 1321, but the existence of the Town Hall itself, with the timber-framed building known as the Rotmeisterhäuschen, which was the town police squad headquarters, has only been proven since 1386.
Well, that's as may be. But when I think back to the almighty bang more than half a century later that laid both tower and town hall to waste, it makes my waters run cold. The stock of municipal gunpowder was kept in the tower, and in that terrible thunderstorm, a bolt of lightning had to strike just that.
Well, yeah, but during the 18th century, the town hall was rebuilt and redesigned in Baroque style, and the facade painting was added. The artist was Johann Anwander from Augsburg. It looks just as if we're standing in front of a Greek colonnaded temple, doesn't it?
I do like the Rococo balconies by Bonaventura Muccelli as well. You know, the ones with the coat of arms we've just been talking about. And the Rococo Hall, of course. Perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, you can have a look at that later.
This Rococo Hall, the former council chamber, has a really impressive stuccoed ceiling. And the oil paintings in there are the four cardinal virtues: justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude. Justice, wisdom, moderation, and strength. Because a member of the council is supposed to have all of these characteristics.
Today, the old town hall houses the Ludwig collection, a private porcelain and faience collection belonging to Peter and Irene Ludwig. The Ludwigs have created one of the largest art collections in the world, which can be viewed in more than 20 museums in various towns and cities all over Europe. Cologne, Aachen, Vienna and Budapest, and of course, here in Bamberg.
Shall we carry on now? If we cross the Geierswörth Bridge and then keep to the left, we'll soon find ourselves standing on the Untere Mühlbrücke or Lower Mill Bridge.